everyday thing.
Bubba Army Radio. Make that twist, don't be a bitch, let these niggas know. What's up with you, I represent the parents. 1-888-69 Bubba, phone line's busy. Oh, and guess who's on the phone line, guys?
Who's that?
Lyle.
Who's that?
Yeah. Oh, the fucking asshole that's Ludlow's fucking cohort.
Oh.
Do we take the phone call? Right. Do we take the phone call?
Absolutely not.
Or, well, I mean, okay. We take the phone call. Do I tell him? I'd love just to hear it.
It's up to you. But you're giving a heroin addict heroin.
Yeah. Lyle, go ahead. I'm not saying nothing. You know what, Lyle? Just go ahead. I hope you've prepared. Let it rip.
No, I haven't prepared shit, Bubba.
I'll tell you one thing.
You're so smart. You fucking know who he is. Fucking show your proof.
Lyle, I'm not saying a word. You go ahead, keep going. But if
motherfucker. You said call. You said, oh, Ludlow, call. Hey, man, I'm Ludlow. How about that?
Great. No problem. Appreciate it.
All right, then you've outed Ludlow. It's me.
Okay, Lyle, well, thanks.
All right, well, good.
Anything else?
Sorry for your luck, motherfucker. You want to screw over all the EEs?
Why don't you have some more drinks there, Lyle?
Hey, brother, I'm working. Listen to this. I got a little something for you. Listen to this. You hear this? That's me working, bitch. What are you fucking doing?
Well, I'm working.
You're fucking over your best friend, all your early enlisters,
my best
your stockholders.
My best friend. My best fucking friend.
So,
a guy that
so
was
Hogan
a
is Ludlow.
Yeah. So
Larry Plumber. You're fucking Larry Plumber.
Larry
right
Plumber,
over.
Neil Fribley, Richard Fabrizi, Terry Hogan, Denzel are
that's
all
right,
Ludlow.
Brother.
No, just say it. Just say it. You say Jack Stiefel is Ludlow LeBron. Bring it out. Say it. Bring out your proof.
I'm not Ludlow. Listen to me, Lyle. I'm not saying anything, buddy. I'm not. You're in a Ludlow fucking Mark Lather, kid.
That's right. I am. Because Ludlow's more of a man than you are. You could ever wish to be.
Yep. Certainly.
Yeah. People that hide behind
him.
Fake names are more of a man
it's
than
not
you ever wish to be.
Jack Stiefel, yeah. You dumbass motherfucker.
Wow.
You fat piece of shit. Fuck you, dude. I'll fly down there. If you want to bring it out on somebody, I'll fly down there and fucking meet you in the Bubbagon, motherfucker.
Oh, great. Come on down.
You won't do shit.
I'll be down there. I was down there before, and I fucking gave you the opportunity. You didn't do shit. You did nothing but fuck with me. Fuck you, piece of shit.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lyle. I don't get back on the air till I think the 4th or 5th. So try to.
I know it's for that break, man. I know you need the rest because you are tired. You're real tired.
So come on down, and I'd love to have you and the Bubba Gun. I'd love that. You and I. Just you and I.
Perfect. I'll be there.
Britton, we'll do
when
it.
When do you want me to come down?
But we'll do it MMA style. We won't do it boxing. I mean, we'll do like regular.
No. Fuck that.
MMA.
I'm going to box you. I'm going to knock your fat fucking teeth out of your fucking head.
No, we're
gonna
MMA.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
Twitter tough guy.
We'll do MMA. Just, you know, straight MMA. Put on 4-ounce gloves or 8, whatever the fuck.
4-ounce.
4-ounce gloves and
whatever martial art you can use, that's what you can use.
It's whoever taps out.
Whatever you want, Todd. Whatever you want. I'll be there. Just tell me when you want me to be there. I'll be there.
I get back on, was it the 4th? 5th?
Yep, 4th.
So anytime after the 4th, come on down, bud.
All right. Well, I'll make arrangements.
I'd love to have you, Lyle.
All right. Perfect. I'll be there.
So, I mean, I'm planning for you to be here now.
Good. Can we lock it in for the 5th?
Can we lock it in for Thursday the 5th?
Lock it in.
Spice, can we lock it in?
Not for Thursday the 5th because I cannot leave until after the 14th because my wife is going out down and I need to be here to take care of the animal.
Well, you said any time.
Except for that time. Okay.
Well, then give me a date. You got a calendar?
After the 14th of January, I'm available to you.
Okay, well,
name a date.
Hold on, Lyle. I'm going to get my calendar right here, Lyle. So stand by. Let me look here. Let me get my calendar. Boom. Let me see here. I got January, it's December, there's January. So your wife leaves the 14th. She gets back on the 14th?
She gets back.
All right, so that the Monday is the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. So how about Wednesday the 18th?
Tentatively, let's say it's before the end of the month in January. I'll make sure I'm down there, dude. I run a business. I have to get my number. I will be there.
I'm trying to get a date here.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to have to call Joe Silva off the matchmaker and see if we can get something that works.
That'd be like Dana White doing a match and like the guy goes, well, you know.
Brock's like, oh, man, you know what? I got to
shit, you know.
I can't quite give you a fucking day.
We'll make it firm. We'll call it the 18th. And I'll just see you on the 18th,
what day,
all right?
What day is the 18th, Brian? I just want to make sure I know.
I think it's a Wednesday.
All right, the 18th, then. We'll make it an 18th. We'll make it an 18th. So it's Wednesday, January 18th. Lyle comes to the studio and to back up to defend his boyfriend Ludlow's honor. Yes. Fantastic.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I'm not defending Ludlow's honor. You know whose honor I'm defending?
Who?
Jack Stiefel.
I've never said that word out of my mouth with Ludlow in the same sentence, my friend.
Yeah, you know what, Keith? You know why? Because you're too fucking scared to say it, Todd. You fucked over. You made it very clear who you say Ludlow is, and you fucking run a friendship. You fucking hurt a family over Thanksgiving weekend. Mm-hmm. You just viciously hurt these people, and they didn't deserve it. They're innocent.
Okay. Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, so what happens if I'm right?
You're not right, so, Todd. But, you're not.
So, Lyle?
You're fucking not.
So what if I am, bud?
You're not, Todd. You're worked up in a lathered... You're just crazy.
So let me ask you
right. You're crazy. The guy that uses your real name on the air, you're crazy. And the person that hides behind a fake name is the one that's sane.
I'm crazy because I cannot hide from my, opinions or what I say. Obviously, there's ways to track me down. So, but I'm crazy. But a guy who's got some alter ego named Ludlow and nobody can find him and he has all these opinions and stuff. He's not the crazy one, is he?
Todd, do you know how many threatening phone calls I get? My own fault, that's fine, but that's why he doesn't want to be known, because of your crazy Mark fans that fucking listen to every word you say.
Like you?
Fucking computer defense.
You mean like you? Like you?
No. They're nothing like me.
Let's see, you call every show and you make no point and you ramble on.
I call every show.
Yeah.
When's the last show I called?
Well, didn't Ledge tell you to fuck off just recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Well, I mean, again, Lyle.
You have no facts right.
I'm curious. You keep telling that you keep spewing on your airwaves that Jack, hit the road, Jack, is Ludlow.
I don't
think
I've ever said that.
You've got no evidence.
You have nothing to say about it.
Never said it. You don't know what evidence we have or don't have. This isn't criminal court. We don't have to show you anything.
That's right, because you don't have shit. You just have hearsay and rumors based on nothing.
Wrong
Brent,
again.
Brent, let it go. Let it go. Desperate people do desperate measures. People that are guilty have to completely, adamantly defend themselves.
Oh, you're saying thou dost protest too much?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
Yeah, Bubba's not saying that. No way.
I'm really not saying that.
Can you try, though, just because for fun?
What's it called?
It's thou dost protest too much.
What Hatley said. That's what I pay Brent the big fucking money for, to be able to come up with cool shit like that.
That's a colloquialism for a reason, Lyle.
Yeah, that's a colonism for a reason, Lyle.
What is it, Spike?
A colonism.
Listen, just bring your evidence. Show it. If you guys have all this knowledge about who this person is, bring it to the forefront. End all the fucking bullshit. Just bring it to light and put it out there.
Lyle, it's mind over matter. We don't mind because you don't matter.
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way about you, too.
Yeah, well, you're the one that sits and hangs on every word.
Hangs on every
you
word,
You hang on
too.
Every word.
I'm friends with Ludlow. I'm friends with him.
Oh, you're friends with Ludlow?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask you a fundamental question then, okay, buddy?
Sure.
Okay. Then who's Ludlow? If you're friends with him...
Ludlow is mind over matter. He doesn't mind, and you certainly don't matter.
Well, he really does mind, my friend, because he's obsessed with us. And now, at the end of the day, man, he has lashed out to every last one of us, from Brent's wife to my family.
He hasn't.
Yes, he has not. Yes, he has.
Well, you're full of shit.
You're full of shit.
You associate all these different accounts,
Lyle,
as being one person,
Lyle,
and they're not.
Lyle.
They're not one person. They're all different people.
Lyle.
That's how stupid you are.
Lyle.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
Lyle. Who's
you get ready to answer your phones, because all these different people are about to call you up.
Lyle.
Well, how would they all?
Lyle. Lyle. Who's Ludlow? What does he look like? Where does he stay?
He's really, really handsome. I mean, strikingly so. And I have to admit, I am a little bit attracted to him.
Well, I mean, that's on you.
I knew Ludlow was me.
Yeah, I thought.